Cookbook author and restaurant owner Sam Bell is coming to Chattanooga for a cooking demonstration. It happens at Warehouse Row on Saturday, June 12th. Bell is the proprietor of Blackberry Farm, a large country estate that includes one of America's highest-rated places to stay and eat. A 2004 Zagat survey named the location as America's number one small inn, and a cookbook based on the location's cuisine has been a number one bestseller. Sam Bell lives on the farm and works in both the inn and the kitchen. It's his family home transformed into a popular destination for tourists. Restaurants have been Bell's life. He says he grew up in the culinary business. His father is best known for founding the Ruby Tuesday chain. That background in the world of both family farming, localism, and chain restaurants taught Bell quite a bit.
Well, childhood, two parts. One, the Blackberry part. I was born at Blackberry, and I could point out the room today. But my father's business is something different, and those are casual dining restaurants where since I was 12 years old, I was working in the kitchens. That's really all I've ever done. Yes, I did follow that up with culinary school and working at other special restaurants such as the French Laundry and others, but it really started back then at 12.
That's Sam Bell speaking to us at Rock Point Books in downtown Chattanooga, where we interviewed him at a previous book signing. He says although his estate is an upscale attraction, first and foremost, it is a home.
That's what it was in the 70s, but my mother is an incredible vision, mother and father, but as it started to evolve, her touch was all over it and still is. The interiors, the design, the look, it's her. As I was getting out of school and made the commitment that I'd love to do this for the rest of my life, we started to look at it a little bit more as the business that it is today.
And what kind of business is it, Blackberry Farm? More than just a hotel, more than just a restaurant, Bell says it is Southern hospitality.
Well, we are the South. I mean, we represent the South. And when you come here, you'll know that from the cuisine to the character of our team. You'll hear it in their voice, and you'll experience it, you know, on the property. I think that's the answer. We are the South, and we represent a unique part of the foothills of the Smoky Mountains of eastern Tennessee.
What is it about food, about fine dining, that made Bell want to build his life around it? He says it goes back to the simple idea of a family table.
You can eat or you can dine. You can eat for the sake of eating or you can, well, it's just a different approach. I guess we all have our own interest the table is something that I grew up with when every night our family sat at the table, and come Friday night, I'd have friends over, and we'd all eat at the table before we went out and acted silly. But the table's always been special to us. It's always been fun. I think that's something that's become lost in America today. But, you know, everyone to their own.
Something I wondered about, from Bell's point of view, from a chef's point of view, is it better to eat food that you personally cooked instead of something that's just from a drive-through window? Bell says yes.
If you get involved in the process, it makes everything better. It's going to make it taste better. It's going to make it more memorable. If you get involved in it, ultimately it's going to be more healthy because I think most people care what they're putting into their body. And if they're involved in all the different elements, then they know what they're putting into their body. It's something that we might have to challenge ourselves with these days because over generations we've stopped cooking as a society. But it's not rocket science. Just go for it. And I think we can all find what an enhancement it can be to our lives.
Finally, I wondered, what defines Southern cooking?
You know, I think that's too big of a question for too simple of an answer. You know, our region is diverse. I mean, from New Orleans to, Virginia and Florida. I mean, tell me which is more Southern? I mean, just geographically. So to try to pin that to one style of cuisine, you know, our cuisine has been termed Foothills cuisine. That's very specific to who, where we are and the type of foods that have been grown here for hundreds of years. And so Southern cuisine is perhaps a collection of many cuisines.
If you'd like to meet Sam Bell, see him cooking in person, and get his book, The Blackberry Farm Cookbook, he will be at Warehouse Row in downtown Chattanooga on Saturday, June 12th at 2 p.m. Find more information on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org. And while you're there, you can subscribe to the Around and About podcast feed using iTunes or your favorite podcasting software. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.